Okay, some of the guys are unsure how to spell koilol because we're saying the word koilol, but it's really kolel. Koilol is a Hamish way of saying it. There's no yud in there, so it's kaf vav lamed lamed, or K O L L E L, or you can do koilol and write K O Y L L E L. Okay, some after a Y, there's one L. All right, today's topic is halachic smackdown number 2. The topic for today is texting in the bathroom. Texting while in the bathroom. Some of you get in there, you're sitting there, you're texting. Hey, what's up? OMG. What? It's on. It's ready. Okay. Shh. Don't call anybody out here or anything. We're not blaming anybody. We're just learning halacha, okay? So here we go. So what would even be the issue? Take a look at the Gemara in Bracha 62a. I have it right there on the sheet. You can look inside. So the Gemara tells us straight out that Kabbalah de Besa Kise Tzniusa Vishtikusa. The proper behavior in the bathroom is Tznius and also quiet. Shtikusa. Right? You're supposed to be quiet in the bathroom. You don't make a whole party in the bathroom. Okay? You understand? If it's sneeze over there, that shouldn't happen in the restroom. What's happening there? Okay? That's for the hallways. Now, so the Ramah on the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we don't speak in the bathroom. You're not supposed to talk while you're in the bathroom. The Mishnah Brura, by the way, you should know some of this stuff here. People walk out of high school, they don't know any of these, and it's basic knowledge. You really should know it. Let me give you a background here. Okay, what happened was it was hard for people to find all the Jewish laws because it's scattered over the pages of the Gemara. So came the Rishonim in the back of the Gemara, for example, the Rush and the Rif in the Sephardic area, to summarize the halachas from the Gemara so you know bottom line what to do. But that's still a little complicated because you don't know where to find things. How do you know that a certain halacha is going to be in the middle of Nedarim? How do you know how to find halachas? So the Beit Yosef, Rav Yosef Cairo, in the 1400s started compiling what's called the Beit Yosef, his thoughts on halacha, and his summary called the Shulchan Aruch. At the same time, in the Ashkenaz world, Rabbi Moshe Isserles, the Ramah, was working on a summary as well. He didn't realize Rav Yosef Cairo was working on one. And when he was about to put it out, they told him by the galleys, when he had the print ready, the Shulchan Aruch beat you to the punch. So the Ramah decided to scale back on what he was going to put out, and instead he just put a couple lines on each halacha that's the Ashkenazic psak. So you have the Shulchan Aruch, which covers Ashkenaz and Sfard, but sometimes things that are unique to Ashkenaz psakim, that's called the psak of the Ramah. It's in the page of the Shulchan Aruch, in the middle. In the middle, the font will suddenly change. That change in font is the Ramah, the Ashkenazic authority. After that, all the commentaries developed in the side of the page of the Shulchan Aruch, and there were so many commentaries that it became confusing again. Came the 1900s, and someone by the name of Chafetz Chaim, Rav Meir Tzvi Kagan, right? Rav Meir Tzvi Kagan, the Chafetz Chaim, decided to make a collection of all those ideas. A summary of all those halachas, he put them together in what you call the Mishnah Brura. But he only wrote the Mishnah Brura on one of the four sections of the Shulchan Aruch. By the way, what are the four sections of the Shulchan Aruch? Somebody tell me here. Four sections. It's knowledge you need to know by the time you leave high school. Give me one section. Orachayim, yes. Give me another section, yeah. Yoredeya. Orachayim covers day-to-day life. Yoredeya is like kashrus, yeah. Koshin Mishpat is business. Excellent. There's one more. You don't have to be embarrassed you don't know the fourth because you haven't really dealt with the issues in the fourth section. But by the time you leave high school, you got to know the name, even if you haven't dealt with it yet. It's called Ebenezer. Ebenezer deals with marriage, divorce, ksuva, writing a ksuva, those kinds of inyanim. It's called Ebenezer. Those are the four sections of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Brura wrote only on Orach Chaim. So the Mishnah Brura paskins on this halacha. He says the following. If a person needs to speak for some reason, and you're not actually b'shas maisa, you know I'm talking about in the bathroom? You're not actually going at that moment. You're there, but it's not actually happening at that moment. So for a tzorech gadol, for a great need, you're allowed to speak. So the Mishnah Brura tells you the real issur of speaking in the bathroom is while you're b'shas maisa. But otherwise, if you need to, you can say something. So what you see over here What you see over here, there are mamish two aspects that are happening over here. So fill in over there. You see in your sheet, it says two separate dinim. There are two separate dinim over here. Number one is while you're bishas maisa, that we're pretty strict on during that time about talking in the bathroom. Mamish bishas maisa. Bet shin ayin tough space mem ayin shin hey bishas maisa bishas maisa, right? That's the other. That's the first aspect. Bishas maisa, we're pretty machmer. Number two, the second din is a general bathroom issue. A general bathroom issue that you're supposed to be tznias there and more quiet there. But one could argue with the second issue that maybe that was back then by those older bathrooms that they had. It wasn't an appropriate place to really strike up a conversation. Back then they had these things called Besa Kisa Parsi. The bathrooms of the Persian Empire were a hole in the floor and that was it. There were no doors and stalls and fancy things. Okay? Place was a mess. Place was a bloodbath in there. So you have two dinim. Again, there's Vashas Maisa, where we're all machmir on. Number two is a general tznias issue in the bathroom, where we're able to be a little bit more lenient nowadays, I think, because we have a much different bathroom. The bathrooms we have nowadays, the major difference is whatever happened in there, you flush, it's gone right away. It doesn't stay there. You understand? We have a much more appropriate type of bathroom, the circumstances that we have. So now let's get to our issue. Let's first talk about talking on the phone in the bathroom. So the Shari Aaron raises the Shaila, can you speak on the phone in the bathroom? So listen to this brilliant thought. Bishas Maisa, while it's happening, you're not supposed to talk at all, right? But let's say you're in the bathroom nowadays, and you have a phone call, and you want to pick it up, right? So if the issue is one of tznias, that it's not appropriate that you're going to have a conversation while you're in a bathroom, the Shari Aaron says, but when you're on the phone, nobody knows you're in the bathroom. So it's not going to be a tznias issue. You know what the tznias issue is? You're talking while in the bathroom. This guy's got to think of you that you're sitting there in the bathroom. That's not appropriate. That's creepy and strange. Right? But if you're on the phone and the person doesn't know you're in the restroom, the Shari Aaron says that maybe based on that, it could be okay. As long as not Shas Maisa. As long as not Shas Maisa, it could be okay to be on the phone in such a circumstance. The second issue, says the Bein Ish Chai. The Bein Ish Chai was a major Baghdadi posek. The Bein Ish Chai says it's a shadim issue. The talking in the bathroom is not just a tznias issue, because if it's a tznias issue, then we could validate talking on the phone. But he says it's also a shadim issue. Demons are around then, and the words are grabbed by the dark side. Grabbed by the dark side. Yes. Excellent. Quoting the Rashba, who says the demons have left. We don't have these things nowadays. I would say, based on the combination of factors, our bathrooms are a higher quality bathroom nowadays. We're used to higher standards now of cleanliness than they were able to do back then. Coupled with the fact of what you just brought up, good to have you here, good to have you here, what you just brought up in terms of shadim nowadays, I think we could be lenient on the phone as long as what? It's not Shas Maisa. As long as it's not Shas Maisa. Now, yes?
So wait, what if it's one of those houses like out in the woods and there's demons there because it's not in the area of people?
I think even the Rashba's of the opinion that even in those places that are churbas, like the Gemara Brachos talks about, even in those dilapidated places that are eerie and isolated, there's more prone to shadim. The Shita Sarashva, many of the mainstream poskim now, says even nowadays, we don't worry about shadim in those areas. There's a din, by the way, in the 3 weeks that you might not be able to walk alone from certain parts of the day. It's a question of whether that applies nowadays or not. We don't have concern for such things. Yes, detail. Okay, good. Now, can you use the bathroom the same time as somebody else? So again, we have separate stalls nowadays that mitigates much of the issue. There's a question of whether you could speak to children while they're in the bathroom. What age is appropriate, what age is inappropriate. We assume the poskim are Chashulchan, others assume that a child who can't have full sentences is still an appropriate age to speak while in the bathroom. You know where this comes up a lot? Dodger Stadium bathrooms. Hold on. Other, can you go to the bathroom same time as other people while you're there? So it seems that Chazal were makbid just not on urination. You understand? It seems the whole hakpada is that you're not supposed to be in the bathroom the same type as other people, but that's not the case by urination. Urination is fine with other people, it's not a big deal. But the other thing, we also have separate stalls, so that's going to be fine. What about bringing in a pocket sitter, right? You have a pocket sitter in the bathroom? We try to do a double covering, a kisoy. So what that means is you could have a sleeve that you put it in, and then you put it in your pocket. If you have no other choice, of course you go. You can't stall going to the bathroom. It's called balta shaktsu, right? Maybe an ister daraisa. You're not always stall going to the bathroom. You gotta go. Don't leave your tefillin or whatever it is outside the bathroom. Someone could steal it. You don't want to do that. You try to crumple it in a jacket or in a shirt or something, because you gotta take care of it at the same time. Yeah. What's that?